France is home to Europe's largest Jewish and Muslim populations. Many fear that anger over the Israel-Hamas conflict could spill over into French streets, but one place touts how it has fostered friendship across religions. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Rabbi Michel Serfati and Imam Mouloud El-Wazia greet each other on the sidewalk in front of the synagogue in the Paris suburb of Ris-Orangis. The imam has walked over from his mosque just up the street. The two religious leaders, who've known each other for 30 years, are about to sit down for their annual couscous lunch put on by the rabbi. As people take their seats at several long tables set up inside the synagogue, Rabbi Serfati welcomes them. The deeply rooted mutual regard we hold for each other all these years secures our friendship, he says. We have the same face, and our humanity comes before all our beliefs and religion. This is the 15th annual Rabbi's Couscous, featuring the North African staple made from wheat granules served with meat and sauce. Marzouk Mimam, who is Muslim, has attended every one.
We come out of friendship to discuss lots of things together. Maybe it's a little rare. I don't know of another town where you have the Jews and the Muslims together like this on the same street.
These diners say the violence playing out on TV screens has not dented their friendship. Marc Itar, who's Jewish, says most agree on what needs to happen in the Middle East.
After this, there has to be a structure that reconciliates and integrates everyone. There have to be two states and peace. This violence has been going on for too long.
Bonjour, madame.
Bonjour, madame.
2 days earlier, Rabbi Serfati showed me around his synagogue where the couscous sauce with carrots, zucchini, and chickpeas was already simmering away, its spicy aroma wafting through the air. This synagogue was built in the 1960s after massive Jewish immigration from North Africa following the independence of former French colonies. 70% of French Jews trace their origins to Algeria, Morocco, and Tunisia, where they lived side by side with Muslims for centuries and shared many traditions, like couscous. Muslim immigration to France from these same countries picked up about a decade later. Bon appétit, Imam El-Wazia wishes everyone at the lunch. Both he and the rabbi immigrated from Morocco. He says over the weekend they visited each other's houses of worship. They came to the mosque and we had tea and laughed and discussed the Torah and the Quran, he says. Our friendship is very important. There has been a resurgence of anti-Semitism in France since the conflict broke out October 7th. French Jews are on edge. Muslims fear being scapegoated or conflated with terrorists. Mayor Stéphane Raffali, who is neither Jewish nor Muslim, laments that the rest of France can't be like Ris-Orangis.
French society is having troubles these days with the resurgence of violence in the Middle East, but things are good here. I call it the spirit of Jean Moulin Street.
Betty Itar, whose Jewish family hails from Tunisia, says she has very close Muslim friends.
J'ai des amis musulmans.
It's not rare if you want it. It's wonderful to share our religions and cultures, especially over food.
This is exactly what French secularism and integration is supposed to look like, says Nordine Siana, head of the town's fire department and a Muslim.
We all live together under the same flag, and we defend France. We are also trying to teach our kids how to share and learn about different cultures.
You all look ready for seconds, says a beaming Rabbi Serfati. I ask him if the lunch is a success, considering the times.
C'est quelque chose de traditionnel, c'est rituel.
We're not looking for some flashy success, he says. This is a natural ritual when you live together. It's what I call family conviviality. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Ris-Orangis, France.